Hello, I'm Kiara Parker with the Wide World of Sports update. Jason Dunstall will officially become an Australian rules legend when the next group of players are inducted into the Hall of Fame later this year. The Hawthorn champion booted 1,254 goals in a 13-year career when he retired in 1998. The four-time premiership winner says it was a tough call for him to call it quits before Tony Lockett beat him to the 1,300-goal milestone.
I had a couple of knees at the end and my body was just done. I wanted to beat him badly, make no mistake about that. I mean, the first thing you do, because back when I played, everyone played on a Saturday afternoon. And you'd have a good day, you might have kicked seven or eight, and you'd come off the ground and you go, oh, what was the St Kilda score? They got beaten by 80 points and, you know, they only scored 70 points themselves. The trouble is Plugger kicked 10 of their 11.
Collingwood star Nick Dacos says the reigning premiers are building nicely in their flag defence as they prepare to face Port Adelaide on Saturday.
Probably didn't start the way we wanted to in terms of wins and losses, but I think the foundation of our game was there and we've kept building on that, and we've been rewarded the last couple of weeks with wins. So I think we're heading in the right direction for sure, and we're starting to see the DNA of our game come to fruition. It's a long season, so we want to hit our strides by the right time of the season, and we think we're building nicely.
Giants fringe player James Peedling doesn't think his match-saving mark in the dying minutes against St Kilda will cement his spot in the team permanently.
I wouldn't say I've left my mark or anything like that. I've got a lot of work to do personally to be the player I want to become. A moment like that's not going to lock me in for the rest of the year, and I don't want it to, because I want to play football that's going to break into this side.
NRL legend Billy Slater is calling on South Sydney to bring an end to speculation over coach Jason Demetriou's future. The club will have the week off after winning just one of its opening six games. Speaking on the Billy Slater podcast, he says they either need to sack or back their man in charge.
They need to work out what they want first. If that's Jason Demetriou, they need to come out and express that and put all this to bed. If they don't, well, they need to make the decision and move on with it.
Good news for Broncos fans, with star winger Dean Mariner eyeing off an early return. The 20-year-old injured his back against the Storm in round 5 with concerns he could be out for up to a month. But prop Corey Jensen says seeing his teammate on the training pitch has given the club a big boost.
Well, hopefully. I didn't even know there's any run with us today, but good to see him out there, and he's looking lively. It looks like he's got a lot of energy about him. So yeah, quickly we can get him back. We know what he can do out there on the footy field, and he's lightning quick, so it'd be lovely to have him back on the side.
Scotty Scheffler has blitzed the field to win the Masters for a second time. Graham Agar's reports from Augusta National.
Scheffler broke out of a four-way tie for the lead after seven holes with birdies at 8, 9 and 10, and then watched as his rivals simply fell away. In the end, he fired a fine around 68 for a total of 11 under, finishing a comfortable four shots clear of the Masters rookie Ludvig Åberg from Sweden. Cameron Smith finished the best of the Aussies at 2 under, good enough for a tie for 6. Smith was never over par in any of his four rounds. In Augusta, Graham Agars, 9 News.
The EPL title race has been turned on its head with upset results overnight. Liverpool went down 1-0 to Crystal Palace at home. Just hours later, Arsenal stunned 2-0 by Aston Villa in North London.
I went towards the near post. Bailey! That is a massive spanner thrown in the works. Our dreams are baiting in front of our eyes.
That call on Optus Sport. Manchester City now sits 2 points clear at the top of the table with 6 games to play. I'm Kiara Parker, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.